Hello, my name is Christy Eldridge. Welcome to Everyday Prophecy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen, I am driving in the car to a conference about healing, inner healing, emotional healing, trauma. And anyways, I've got a little bit of a drive here, and the Holy Spirit said, I want you to give a word. So that's what I'm doing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Fill my mouth. I really don't know what the word's going to be, so we're going to find out together. It's really exciting. He likes to keep it fresh. He likes to keep it moving. Holy Spirit, fill my mouth. Anoint my mouth to speak for you, God. I pray right now that you would give me your heart of love for every person that this word is intended for, God. And you know what? I don't know. I hear it that this is for the body of Christ. So, Lord, I love you. It's a good word. Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over this podcast, over everyone who comes out to listen, over your families. I plead the blood of Jesus over my family. I plead the blood of Jesus over myself. Thank you, Lord, for your protection and your love and your grace. I need grace to prophesy. I don't know if you can hear it. I'm on a freeway. There's construction. It's loud. The road's loud. But you know what? It's not my perfection. It is His. Hallelujah. Ise bekete. So help, Holy Spirit. Help. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Just going to pray in the Spirit, guys, and listen to the Lord and say what He's saying. Ise bekete don korase. He says, it's not hard to prophesy. The Lord says, it's not hard to prophesy. He says, I've given you my heart, beloved. Just say what I'm saying. You hear my voice. You hear my voice. Open your mouth and speak. You know what? I don't have my Bible in front of me, guys, okay? But there is a scripture, and it goes something like this. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak it in the light. You know, shout it from the mountaintops. Shout it from the rooftops. Majorly paraphrasing, probably butchering it. What I tell you in the dark, I think it's Matthew 10:27, but I could be wrong. Like I said, this is the Holy Spirit's perfection, not mine. What I tell you in the dark, shout it on the rooftops. Holy Spirit's saying, listen, I've given you revelation that I have not given to everyone else. I have revealed things about the scripture to you that I have not revealed to everyone. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen, you've had life experiences that not everyone has had. And the Lord gives you revelation through the things that you have walked through personally. And He wants you to share. He says, tie it into the scripture. Tie it into the scriptures. The Lord says to you, listen, that is preaching the gospel. The Holy Spirit says, listen, there's been some confusion over what preaching the gospel is. He wants to clear some things up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Help me. I just feel the joy right now. Oh, my gosh. There's been some confusion over preaching the gospel. He says, share what the gospel means to you. Share what I've done in your life. Tie it back to the scripture. He says, bingo, you're preaching the gospel. He says, everyone can preach the gospel. Everyone should preach the gospel. He says, it's your life. It's what I've done in your life. Are you the woman at the well, he says? Are you the woman with the issue of blood? Who do you Help me, Holy Spirit. Who do you identify with in the Bible? What stories do you identify with? Where do you see yourself and your story in Scripture? Talk about it. Talk about your testimony and how it relates to the different stories in Scripture. The woman caught in the act of adultery. Did you feel like a leper growing up? Talk about it. Talk about what Jesus did. Make the Bible come a real. Make Scripture, make the gospel come alive to those who need to hear your take on it. What God has done in your life. He says, listen, go live on Facebook. Shout it from the rooftops. He says, you have a platform. Use it. He says, if you're looking for permission, here it is. If you're looking for permission, here it is. He says, man, woman, young, old, black, white, Asian, like it doesn't matter. If you know Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit. He wants you to speak. He's talking right now, listen, those who are faithful in the little, he gives them more. He says, a takeover of social media. A takeover of social media. And I just really have this impression that he's saying, like, not just the cute little memes, the little pictures. Those are great and wonderful, but let's take it up a notch. A massive takeover of social media. He says, where are my warriors? Where are my warriors? The ones who will stand up and talk about me. The ones who will ruffle some feathers. The scripture is coming to me. Listen, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I feel like I'm supposed to break the fear of man off of you. So I will gladly do that, because that is a nasty spirit. That's nasty spirit, and it is real. And so I'm going to break that off of you right now. It is the spirit of the fear of man, like caring what other people think, how you're perceived. It is a spirit coming against you. And so Holy Spirit, help me to do that. In the power of the Holy Spirit, I break the spirit of the fear of man off of your life in Jesus' name. I sever that spirit and I cast it out in the name of Jesus. He says, break the generational curse. So I break the generational curse of the fear of man. I break the generational curse of fear in the spirit in your family line, going back four generations. Hallelujah. I break the spirit of control and manipulation. I break that spirit off of your life in Jesus' name, and I break the generational curse of fear, control, and manipulation off of your family line, going back four generations in the name of Jesus. And I speak peace and freedom. I release peace and freedom to you in Jesus' name. And I just feel led right now. I break all trauma off of your mouth and off of your throat in the name of Jesus. I break all trauma off of your mouth and off of your throat in Jesus' name, in the power of the Holy Spirit. I break every curse word spoken over you that has limited your voice. In Jesus' name. Those curse words are broken and they're falling to the ground now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for releasing their tongues. I feel like some of you who are tongue-tied, you know, I don't know, there's that little thing underneath your tongue that connects your tongue to the body. You know, I just feel in the spirit right now, prophetically, I am clipping that. There's it's a spiritual thing. There's something going on there, and I'm clipping your tongue. You are no longer tongue-tied. That is clipped in the spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray right now for a fire to come into their mouth, their lips, their teeth, their tongue, their vocal cords, God, as they submit to you. Lord, I pray for the fire of the Holy Spirit to come upon their mouth. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask for a deep trust that when they open their mouth, they will know that you are going to fill it. Thank you, Lord. I break all perfectionism off of you in the name of Jesus. That says that it has to be perfect. It has to be this way. You can't, you know, I break all fear off of you of like getting it wrong theologically. You know, that's a stopper. That's a fire extinguisher right there. I break the fear of man. I break the fear off of you that you're going to get it wrong theologically. You're going to make some error. Like, I just speak freedom over that. You're not held to that. You're not held to perfectionism. There is grace. I release grace. There's so much grace from the Holy Spirit for you. He says, say it. Listen, when you speak in love, when love is your motivation and you are yielded to the Lord and you're talking about your life and what God has done in your life and you relate it back to the scripture and it's all kind of wrapped up in this package of love, you really are not going to get it wrong. You're not going to get it wrong. I just heard this scripture from 1 Samuel. I believe it's 1 Samuel. It's when Samuel the prophet says, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. I just heard that. Holy Spirit, help. He says, listen, he wants you to prophesy. Like, nothing is off limits for you, child of God. This is not just for some, special Christian that's allowed to go and preach the gospel that needs some great commissioning to go and preach the gospel on Facebook. You're already commissioned by the Lord. You're already sent by the Lord. He says, yes, you're approved. You're mine. You know what approves you? The Holy Spirit that lives in you, that's joined to you. He wants out. He wants out. Listen, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Ask the Lord for a prophetic word. Ask Samuel the prophet. Said, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. It's okay to go to the Lord and ask him for a word. What are you saying, Lord? What do you want to say through me? What message of encouragement and comfort and strengthening can I bring to your body? Hallelujah. He is stretching you. He is stretching you. I just heard three times, listen, you want a commissioning? Here it is right now. The Lord's already commissioned you. It's called the Great Commission. But listen, here it is right now. He wants me to say this. You are commissioned. You are commissioned. You are commissioned. You don't need permission to be commissioned. Just go. Just go. You have everything you need. You have the Holy Spirit. You're called. Listen, he's saying, many are called, few are chosen. You have to walk in it. You have to say yes. Just say yes. Say yes. Tell him that you want to. Ask him to help you. And he will. He'll empower you. You don't have to do it on your own. He'll help you to walk in it. He'll help you to start where you are, and he'll start gradually increasing and stretching you. And he'll lead you every step of the way. And he's so pleased to do that. You're approved. You're approved by your Father. He says, speak, daughter. Speak, son. The world needs to hear what you have to say. It's like all creation is groaning to hear what you have to say. They're so hungry to hear what you have to say. The Holy Spirit says, listen, this is what I'm doing right now. Partner with me. Get on board. This is what I'm doing right now. A massive takeover of social media by the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And he wants me to end the word there. So thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. Yes, we say yes. Yes, we say yes, Lord. Yes, we say yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. We worship you. Jesus, you are worthy. Jesus, you are worthy. Listen, guys, I mean, this is just my own commentary here, but the Lord had me watch The Passion of the Christ. You know, the one directed by Mel Gibson? It's on Netflix. It's free. You have Netflix. And I watched it about a year ago, and I mean, man, it's really hard to watch. And I hear him saying, keep your eyes open. You got to watch it with your eyes open. And I'm like, Lord, I don't want to watch this again. It's so real. It's just, and then I'm sitting there, I'm just watching it, the scourging and the, oh my gosh, just crying, sobbing through the whole thing, trying to keep my eyes open. And I just hear the Holy Spirit during the whole movie saying, I'm worthy. He just keeps saying over and over again to me, I'm worthy. I'm worthy. He's so worthy just to go for it. He's so worthy just to, if you have to do it afraid, just to do it afraid. He's so worthy. He's so worthy of people coming against you and persecuting you and looking at you like you're weird, like you've lost your mind. He's so worthy. I really urge you to watch that movie and, man, he'll heal you. He'll bring such healing to you. And, you know, I was watching that scourging scene and I just heard the Holy Spirit saying it was so much worse. That as bad as that looks in the movie, it was in real life, it was so much worse. That, you know, the Jesus was shredded. There was bone showing. He was shredded. He was unrecognizable as a man. He is so worthy. He's worthy of just giving him everything. Just, I'm asking you. This is not the Lord. This is me asking you to just lay it down. Listen, he's suffering. Ease his suffering. He's suffering still because there are so many people that he wants to know him, even in the church. And you have an opportunity to help ease his suffering. You have an opportunity to minister to the Lord by sharing your story and by relating it back to Scripture. You have this opportunity to minister to Jesus. He's worthy. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. God bless you. God bless you guys. See you next time.